I'm Duncan McLeod, and this is the Tech Central podcast brought to you today by MaxTech. I'm joined now by MaxTech MD Previn Pillay. Previn, welcome to the podcast on this US election day. Are you watching the outcomes as closely as I am?
I was catching up this morning, and it seems there's going to be quite a bit of a gap.
Yeah, it's a bit of a thriller. As of the time of this recording, of course, by the time you're listening to this, the outcome might be known, but as of the time of this recording, it's all still up in the air. Unfortunately, Previn, you and I are here today not to talk about American politics, but to talk about technology, which I suspect both of us are much more comfortable doing. So MaxTech, tell me a little bit about the company. How long has it been around? What does it do? I see you say you offer technology-driven solutions adapted for the African market.
That's right. So thanks, Duncan. MaxTech is a company that's, in fact, is 34 years young. The founders of MaxTech originally were trading people. And what they started off back in the 1980s was importing disk drives, tape drives, any peripherals that connected to a mainframe, to a PC and a workstation as we know it. The company has evolved, and over the past 17 years, has evolved from a data storage company more into a networking security, and today, as we know it, is cybersecurity.
Okay. Sorry, Previn, you were saying?
Yeah, and I think more importantly, in 2015 there was a significant change to the management of the company, where there was a management buyout and. In fact, the working directors now are the shareholders and are even more excited to offer our cybersecurity solutions to the African market.
Okay, so which countries do you operate in, and what's your sort of go-to-market strategy?
Yeah, so in terms of our head office, we are based in Johannesburg. We've got representation down in the Western Cape and Namibia. We've also got representation out in KZN that covers the Eastern Cape and the KZN market. Mm-hmm. We've got representation covering all SADC countries, all 14 countries, all the way from Angola, Botswana, right down to Zimbabwe. And if it wasn't for COVID, Duncan, we would have officially opened our office out of Nairobi, catering for East Africa. The plan is, it's not to stop at East Africa, it's to grow into West Africa as well. And similarly, what we've done in our South African or in the South African market is to replicate in the different regions.
Well, it's always good to hear about a company that's been growing through the COVID-19 pandemic. There are a few of them, and a lot of them are actually coming out of the technology space as companies increasingly work from home and need technology solutions to keep them going. Now, I see MaxTech plays in everything from the telco sector to education to healthcare and retail. Where are your strengths, and can you mention some of your big clients?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I think one of the biggest successes of MaxTech has been our primary vendor is called Fortinet. And Fortinet is a company that was founded in 2000 by two brothers, Ken and Michael Z. They started off, in fact, the founders of them was the founders of another company that grew into something that was much bigger today as we know it. We call it cybersecurity, but they were the launch of something that's called Unified Threat Management. And over the last 10 years, has evolved into next generation firewall. Our biggest success has been because of that principle technology, where you take several components of security and I want to say cluster it or compile it into a single platform, single pane of glass to manage your perimeter firewall, your VPN users, control the web content. And that was, our biggest success. When we started off in South Africa specifically, it was extremely difficult working with the big ICTs because the competitors at that time were well entrenched with the providers or resellers. So it took a long time. But, if you look at it today, almost 20 years later, we've grown into over 400 active partners in South Africa.
Wow. Okay.
And you know, a big contribution of that was the service providers. I remember Internet Solutions 20 years ago was one of the first service providers that were able to deploy the multi-tenancy that Fortinet had to offer. A lot of other firewall competitors in terms of multi-tenancy are still grasping the concept to be able to do what they're doing. Duncan, the other sort of vertical that we did was, you know, the end users. So MaxTech, number one, is we're very much channel focused, very similar to Fortinet. We all engage directly with end customers, but we do not transact with them. We would like to understand what is the customer's requirements. And if, you know, our solutions can be tailor-made to fit into their operations, we would offer free assessments, number one. We would offer a proof of concept that you try the technology in your own environment before you procure it. Mm-hmm. And when you procure it, yes, you know, there's like I said, over 400 active partners with different statuses, depending on their certifications and their expertise level.
Okay. So take us through some of the brands that you represent in South Africa.
Okay. So in fact, I would say 95% of all the solutions we provide are international. So we import them, Fortinet being the biggest brand. There's Tenable, which deals with vulnerability management. We've got a lot solutions, a lot communications, which is more a DPI, deep packet inspection, bandwidth management solution. We've added recently SightGlass, which does dark threat assessments of your environment. And really, you know, that is MaxTech. We're a niche service provider. We don't have multiple brands behind us. As you know, the other so-called distributors.
Sure. Okay. Now, you're out of the hardware business entirely because you mentioned at the beginning that MaxTech used to be in the distribution of peripherals.
Yeah. So not totally in terms of storage and providing infrastructure, whether it be servers and that we still do provide that. But you know, the hardware solutions in terms of the firewalls are known for their ASIC technology. That's one of Fortinet's famous, apart from the capability, they've got the fastest firewall because they own and they develop their own ASIC chipsets that goes into these devices.
Okay.
At the same time, they've also been able to master it onto a virtual infrastructure.
Right.
So whatever is available in a virtual machine, they can offer you a virtual async where they can speed up whether it's the throughput and the processing of different security processes.
Okay. Now, I believe Fortinet brings some interesting options to the table for clients who are potentially looking at moving to cloud. And that's obviously become a big discussion point in light of what's happened, everything that's happened in 2020. Just take us through maybe some of the work that you're doing in that space, helping companies in their journeys to the cloud and what Fortinet brings to that space.
Absolutely. So Duncan, you know, with regards to when COVID hit South Africa, I remember this clearly. It was the last week in March 2020.
None of us all
exactly. And it's been like that, you know, for a long time. For us, it is probably our busiest time. So yes, you know, having the technologies enabled our whole organization to work remotely, barring our logistics arm, you know, in terms of receiving, that was the only team that was present at our office and still has been present. The rest of our team members were all able to provide their duties remotely using the technology that's available. At the same time, we were inundated with a similar request. Any customer, we're talking about banks, large enterprises, needed to operate in a very much in a similar way. Working from home, and you know, at the top of the question, security was most important because yes, there are means. Is it a secure way? Not necessarily, you know. There's also has been several other companies that when we went into full lockdown, thought they'll weigh it out and, you know, did very little. And for us, it was about helping any customer to securely connect and work securely from home, no matter what their internet connection is. And I think this is a bigger link to, you know, what we're discussing today around cloud. Because working from home, you don't have those next generation firewalls. You don't have secure Wi-Fi at home. Mm-hmm. Most users have got a fiber link. We've seen DSL link. And in some cases, still using LTE connections. Mm-hmm. Now, those modems are very basic or entry-level firewalls. They're not intelligent to deal with the latest types of intrusions that we've seen hitting the news lines in terms of ransomware, the exploits, data leak that has hit not just our continent, but the entire globe.
Yeah, and those home routers are notoriously insecure. They, you know, they usually haven't been patched. They often use passwords that are easy to guess. So maybe take us through how your solution, the 14net solution specifically, applies in that work from home environment. What does it actually do to protect the end user and to protect the company?
Yeah. So there's a range of solutions. And we like to say the step one of providing that is actually the endpoint.
Yeah.
Because, you know, for big corporates, they were not in control of providing fiber links or DSL links. So, you know, a quick option was, yes, you know what, let me sign up with one of the mobile operators, take out a LTE connection. We also saw Rain launch in SA exactly there, the perfect timing with regards to lockdown.
Yeah.
And again, it meant that corporates were not in control of the connectivity, but the means of securing those endpoints is where we started.
Mm-hmm.
So Fortinet caters for end-to-end security. And one of the solutions they're able to provide it is into a client that gets installed onto our Windows computers. You can even use it on Android and iOS devices, whether it be phones and tablets. And what comes in there is actually a software version of a firewall.
Okay.
Software firewall, it also has got secure connectivity that allows you to establish a secure connection to your corporate office, to a data center. We're talking about VPN, correct?
Right.
And at the same time, in terms of abuse, you know, you can enable web content filtering. So a lot of users having the ability to work from home, you know, some people watch YouTube videos while they're working or listen to YouTube music, and that uses bandwidth.
Yes.
And, you know, as you are aware, bandwidth in South Africa and in Africa is still expensive. So we were able to provide, I would say, the end users with a secure solution that allowed them to secure their assets, no matter what the internet connection was, and also not allow the end users to abuse the bandwidth that was available.
Yes. Right.
So we could still report on the web content. And you know, I think that's something of the past. Where it has evolved to is all about applications.
Mm-hmm.
Because they use a web browser to connect to anything. You know, you mentioned WhatsApp earlier and Facebook. And with all those type of applications, you can watch games, you can play games, you can watch videos. And those are the bandwidth eaters.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
We also saw voice in terms of unified communications play a big part. Because working from home, you know, you need to contact your customer, end users, or customers calling retailers, service providers. So the access to unified communications was also a part of the solution that we were able to provide customers. And similarly, you know, like we talk about ransomware and email is a big thing. The exploits that happen on voice and voice charges is also high on the horizon.
Mm-hmm. So it's the 40 web solution that I take it has largely been used in these work from home situations. But 40net offers a range of other solutions. Maybe take us through some of those. There's 40 sandbox. What is that exactly?
Yeah. So I think just correction on that, the 40 web is actually a web application firewall.
I beg your pardon.
Yeah, and everything is called 40, right? So we start off with the 40 gate, and that's the base for the foundation or the core of all the connectivity. That's where you would start. And those devices, you know, would sit at your perimeter or at your edge of most organizations, data centers. It could also be in your public cloud and private cloud. And there's a lot of extensions. Like if you require Wi-Fi, you can add Wi-Fi Fortinet's access points into the solution, secure it and manage it using your FortiGate.
I see.
But Sansin, you mentioned the FortiWeb, you know, that absolutely has also been the biggest sort of threats coming in. We see, you know, web defacement, and we see a lot of fraud in terms of SQL injections.
Mm.
And to take away the technical and put it into simple English, when you connect to any website, you know, if you use a normal web browser, it makes hopefully a secure connection to the end of that web server.
Hmm.
Now, introducing the web, the 40 web, it actually means that connection is terminated to the 40 web and not actually the web server.
Okay.
That helps you to control what type of queries is done to the web server, because the web server is a front end.
Mm-hmm.
In the back end, it does a lot of queries to actual database, and that is what, you know, most hackers are looking for. They're looking to compromise username and passwords, and basically they want to get access to the data that's residing or storing on the back end systems.
Right.
Another application that we saw, which is a combination of a hybrid, is mail security. So Fortinet has got something that's called FortiMail. It's an enhanced set of anti-spam features used to detect all types of spam. And you know, I think if you look at the adoption of public cloud, a lot of customers have migrated to Office 365, or they use third parties like Mimecast to do their mail cleaning and branding. And in some cases, that's not good enough because the level of threats is far more advanced, and they have the ability of bypassing basic filters.
So FortiMail, and there's FortiSandbox. What's that about? That sounds interesting.
Yeah, the sandbox is exactly, it's something that's not new to Fortinet in terms of marketing. You know, maybe has hit the waves, but the sandbox has been around from the beginning. And what it is, Duncan, is let's just say you download a file. Now, the FortiGate would be the first device to intercept that file. And if it detects it as suspicious, meaning it hasn't matched a known virus or Trojan, it has the ability to take that file, submit it into a sandbox, and the sandbox could have multiple operating systems, like we use in Windows 10 or Windows 7 or you know, any of the Office environments, and execute that file in a controlled environment and monitor the behavior.
Mm.
Now, if that file, like I said, the firewall would be the step one, intercepts it, marks it as suspicious. Part of its system, it has the ability is to upload it into a local sandbox or a cloud sandbox. It's included as part of Fortinet's basic unified threat management, and scan for any known threats in a controlled environment.
Yeah.
Now, if it finds something that is malicious, it would be able to build a signature, and then once again, it gets pushed out to all the devices detecting it, whether it be the firewalls or the mail solutions.
So what are some of the specific threats that MaxTech is seeing at the moment?
Ransomware it's not just at a global level. In South Africa and in Africa, is still the number one hit.
Mm-hmm. And how often is it happening? How often is it successfully happening?
I think it's unknown. How often is it happening? It's happening every second,
right,
to every organization. Even MaxTech during this COVID times, mm-hmm, has been the right time for, I would say, anyone to take anyone to take advantage of organizations. Number one, there's been no staff. We know there's a huge skills gap in our market and on the continent as well. And hackers actually would use that, because if there's nobody at the office, yes, your systems are still running, we're all working from home, but who's watching it? And a lot of companies don't have monitoring devices. They don't have any alerting. Mm. You know, if there is a virus or if there is some malicious activity that's happening, it's normally an email that is sent, and the IT engineer that's supposed to be monitoring, those events are fouled. So they're not being being viewed,
yeah,
and the appropriate action being taken. And a lot of companies, what we found, only find out, you know, a long time, up to, in some cases, 6 months later, after the actual compromise has occurred or event has occurred.
Yeah, we've seen that quite a few times in some of these data compromises in the last little while.
Yeah.
I suppose this might be a bit of a challenging question, but, you know, given that, you know, one incident that you stop could easily generate your full return on investment. But is there a way of measuring ROI when you deploy these sort of solutions?
I think that's a very good question. I think we get asked it a lot of the times. And I think, you know, Fortinet, in terms of cybersecurity, offers you true value for money. And the reason for that is when we compare, you know, to competitors, a lot of competitors charge per user. Now, Fortinet, from day one, when they were founded in 2000, all their solutions are not based on a per user.
Right.
It's sized based on the appliances and the throughput and the amount of sessions. And that simply means that whether you've got 10 users or 100 users, we size the device for that environment, irrespective of the number of users. To end customers, yes, you know, they look at all types of costs. They look at the renewal fees, you know, for support. They look at the bandwidth costs. And you probably also heard a new term called SD-WAN.
Yes.
And SD-WAN, you know, it's also has been around for a long time. Yes, it's a new marketing term, able to provide software-defined WAN. And what customers are doing is they start off by replacing some of their very expensive MPLS links with cost-effective broadband links, but still getting the security enabled using VPNs for the encryption. So when you take all the factors and the management cost of it, yes, that is one way in which we can advise customers on the return investment. We've also seen that, you know, when an incident does occur, the reputational damage that a customer experiences is nowhere close to what Fortinet solutions can offer the market.
Now, Previn, we're coming out of COVID-19, touch wood. We're not going to have a second wave, which is what's happened, of course, in Europe and North America and elsewhere. It looks like we're heading back to some sort of normalcy from next year with people returning to work. How are the conversations, do you think, are the conversations going to change? The conversations that MaxTech is having with its clients about security, about the cloud. How do you think those conversations are going to change in 2021?
Well, Duncan, you know, for us, it's been an extremely busy time, crazy time. I think busy is an underestimate. Even right now, there are several projects during lockdown that we are helping customers. And 2021 is going to be even busier, because I think customers have realized through lockdown that they didn't have the necessary securities and policies or procedures in place.
Yeah.
You know, and that was to it, because a lot of customers, as an example, had a VPN solution. But, you know, if the customer had 100 employees, they only built a VPN solution for the main people that required to work from home. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the, you know, I think the biggest realizations they've had is the solutions they had were not foolproof. They were not spec'd for not only from working from home, but they were not sized correctly.
Yeah.
Now, what we do, Duncan, is, you know, like I said, is before we just, you know, generate a quotation and get it out, we actually perform a cybersecurity assessment, a free cybersecurity assessment for any customer. That means we provide our own hardware. We run it in a customer's environment for a period of a week, 7 days. Mm-hmm. And using that analytics and that data, we're able to determine what is the correct size firewall with all the security profiles enabled. And that's, you know, it's a week longer process, but it's a way that, you know, I can put my hand in my heart and tell the customer this is the solution that he's going to need and will last him for the next 3 to 5 years.
Right.
We've also seen technologies change so fast, especially in the cybersecurity, that where customers used to invest in an asset and, you know, have the ability to amortize it over 5 years, is changing. You know, if you look at Fortinet, the best firewall in the world, they've maintained that. And every year on year, they are increasing not just the ASIC chips we spoke about, but their operating system is leading edge compared to any other competitor. And as a vendor or as a supplier, they continue developing, you know, I think about a third of their workforce is designated for R&D. And this is one of the reasons why they're leading. And it's not just because you and I are saying it. If you look at independent analysts like Gartner, Frost & Sullivan, we look at some of the other testing centers like NSS Labs that actually measure them on a quarter-by-quarter basis. Because when they provide a data sheet, it's actually scaled down a bit based on actual stats and testing that they have gone through. And they do this on a quarterly basis.
All right. Previn, if anyone wants to find out more about Fortinet and the solutions that MaxTech offers to the market, which website can they visit?
Yeah, the best way to access MaxTech is maxtech.co.za. You can send us a contact via email. You can also call 0860-MaxTech, and that will engage you on both sides. If you're a partner ICT reseller, there is a process that we help onboard you to the partner program. And then we start off with our assessments, understanding what is required and where to from there.
All right, lovely to talk to you today. Previn Pillay is the MD of MaxTech. Thanks for taking the time to share your thoughts with Tech Central.
No problem. Thank you for the opportunity, Duncan.